I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to our / Entitled Parents, where an impatient Karen, desperately searching for fuel, ends up causing a car crash. But before I tell you that story, I simply have to show you this one first. It is by far the best story I've ever read on our / Entitled Parents. I swear on my life, you're going to absolutely love it. Don't text and grocery shop, folks. Greetings and salutations. I'm excited to report that I've experienced a grocery store Karen. This is a first for me, not because they're a rare form of Karen, but because some time ago, my grocery shopping privileges were revoked. A few years back, I was sent on a mission to the grocery store with a list of stuff missing for an upcoming dinner. I came back with everything on the list, except I wasn't aware unsalted butter was the stuff of nightmares and tasted of sadness and failure. Ever since, I've been relentlessly mocked at family gatherings and permanently banned from grocery shopping unless it's a dire emergency. In the event of such an emergency, I'm given a series of pictures of things to find, and I have to reply with a picture of what I found before I'm given approval to actually pay and leave. What the heck? I mean, I don't know whether to laugh or cry at that. That's kind of sad. That being said, I am a grown ass man. I can go to the grocery store if I feel like it. Okay, this guy's an adult. Yeah, that is kind of sad. Anyway, these occasions are very infrequent, and my basket will usually elicit a raised eyebrow from a cashier. A basket filled with ice cream, sugary cereal, soda, and candy will do that. Everyone else is on a diet. Don't judge. Earlier today, I retrieved my basket and started meandering my way through the aisles of the store, stopping occasionally to grab some tasty treat that caught my eye. I think it was the second or third aisle when I spotted my nemesis. She was stopped with her forearms resting on the cart handlebar and scowling ferociously at her cell phone, tapping away. I detoured around her and proceeded on my probably going to give me diabetes trip. Next aisle was soda and energy drinks, and I paused and had a moment of existential crisis. Red Bull or Monster? If Monster, which flavor? Comment down below, by the way, guys. I wasn't stopped there overly long, but before I could come to a decision, a cart plowed straight into me. She wasn't going quite fast enough to knock me flat, but I did stagger a little. By the time I got on balance, I was being scolded by this woman for not watching where I was going, and that I was so careless I made her drop her phone. Based on the look on her face and the logical fallacy that was her reaction to careening into a bystander, I figured I'd just let it go, because there's no sense shouting into the wind. She retrieves her phone and resumes texting and operating a shopping cart. Being not like that dislodged the angel on my shoulder, and a tiny Zoidberg took his place. Red Bull? Monster? Why not both? Existential crisis averted, proceed on mission. I skip the aisle Karen is currently haunting because it's all healthy rubbish anyway. I think I got a couple hours of clearance from that woman, and then I hit the cereal aisle. Oh man, this is gonna take a minute. I'm stood there slack-jawed, because this is not a frequent decision I have to make. And there are so many options. I could sense my nemesis approaching, a thud followed by a younger female saying, "Ow, what the heck, lady?" accompanied by the soothing sounds of a recently crashed into toddler indicate her approach. Her shouts of indignant outrage moving away from the collision indicate the time is drawing nigh. I'm so very close to making the right decision, but I know she's coming. So, I put one foot out to stop the car I know is coming, and stand there with Cap'n Crunch in one hand and Lucky Charms in the other. Do I want cut gums or green poop? I'm braced for impact when this woman plows into me a second time, and my foot stops the cart successfully. Before she can wind up and start shouting at me, I look her dead in the face and said, in a tone reserved for people I wish ill upon but lack a desire to cause a scene, "Watch where the F you're going, lady. Get your face out your phone. Nobody else is playing bumper cars." I'm rewarded with a surprise Pikachu face, and I decide Lucky Charms is the way to go. I replace the Cap'n Crunch box on the shelf and I move on. I very nearly complete the rest of my shopping trip before she catches up to me again, only with reinforcements this time. She's drafted a confused looking stock girl and a woman about my age, I assume was some form of manager. The tie and the name badge that said manager sort of gave that away. I don't know what her exact role was, because looking intently at a random woman's chest is generally frowned upon. Especially when the chest merits stares, anyway. The Karen cries. There he is. There's the man who swore at me and assaulted me. He cracked my phone screen. Probably for the best, I was still deciding if getting mini sundae cones was worth the potential trouble I get in for tempting unsuspecting dieters in my house, as this could take a minute. Manager lady comes over to speak with me and asks me what happened. Stock girl decided discretion was the better part of valor and disappeared while the Karen was distracted. I'm not terribly sure what exactly the Karen expected, but I do plead guilty to swearing at the woman after she'd negligently crashed into me with her cart. Twice. I suggest that her phone might have been broken when she crashed into the woman with the now screaming toddler, as she didn't say anything about her phone being broken after the first crash, and she didn't drop her phone in the second. Manager lady grabs a radio clipped to her belt and starts speaking retail into it. I didn't think I was going to get in trouble, and I assumed that the manager was summoning security, so I figured I'd buy some time for the cavalry to arrive. I admitted I shouldn't have sworn at the woman in tones positively dripping with sarcasm. Oh, woe betide how wrong I was to have said such harsh words to such an enlightened and observant woman. Her face went from surprise to smug, and then just a touch of confusion before transitioning into rage. Her entire head actually seemed to be changing to a nice deep red shade. The manager's face was also bright red, but that was from trying to keep it together. The security dude shows up, and the Karen is actually stunned when they ask her to come with them, as she is being excluded from the premises. She only begins pitching a fit when she's halfway frog marched out of the store, saying that everyone involved with this would regret treating her this way. Blah, blah, blah. Once Karen's out of earshot, the manager lets out a sound I have never heard out of a human mouth before. Some weird hybrid of gasp, giggle, and wheeze, accompanied by a few titters, before she's collected herself and asks if I need anything else. I say I think I'm all set, and I take out a box of the big boy sundae cones, feeling I've earned them. She looks at what I've got in the basket and asks if I'm finished shopping. I feel judged, so I explain that everyone else is on a diet. She gives my defense a smirk and says that she doesn't care. She just wants to comp my purchases. I stop defending myself and proclaim my mission accomplished. Turns out, free really does add a wonderful flavor to foods. First of all, I just want to say, OP, thank you. Really, from the bottom of my heart, that is the best story I've ever read on Reddit. That's not even a joke. So well written, really interesting, funny. I just love everything about it. It's just good. Yeah, just really good. If only more stories are like that, I would love it. I really would. If you're an amazing writer, get in the mixer. I'm rambling, who cares? Subtitles have gone. Just like jibber jabber at the bottom now. Just letters, that's all it is. Just screw it. Just great story. Loved every second of it. I'm going to read more from this bloke because, wow, that was electric in every single sense of the word. I loved it. I mean, genuinely, if this guy wrote a book, I would read it. That story was that well written, that interesting. Justice for Karen, but justice for the English language. That was how good that was.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And now moving on to our second story, the title and thumbnail of today's episode. Entitled parent causes car crash because she couldn't get any petrol. Quick bit of backstory. I work at a supermarket and we have a petrol station just up the road. Normally, I work on the tills, but I was asked by my manager to head up to the petrol station and direct traffic on the tarmac due to the fuel shortage and amount of cars queuing to get in. So, I'd been standing out on the tarmac of our petrol station for around 25 minutes, telling all the customers that wanted fuel that we only had unleaded petrol left and no diesel. Most people were understanding and simply drove on, and others looked like they wanted to tear my tongue out of my mouth. I was expecting this. However, it was at this point I was told over the speaker system to no longer let cars in, as we had entirely run out of all fuel. And this is when I started getting grief from just about everyone. About 30 minutes after we ran out of fuel, I met the entitled mother of this story. At this point, it was around 4:30 p.m. and she pulled up to me, rolled down her window and screeched out, "Diesel!" "Nope, sorry darling, we ran out about half an hour ago," I replied. Now guys, this story actually happened in the UK recently, so for that reason, I reckon this Karen is an entitled British chav. "Oh, that's absolute bull. My friend came here earlier on and got fuel. You need to sort it out and get some more now." We did have fuel earlier on, but we ran out thanks to how busy it's been. At this point, one of our delivery vans pulled into the petrol station and went to the pump they have reserved just for delivery vans. And the entitled mum didn't approve. "Why the F does he get fuel?" That's a pump reserved for our delivery drivers. That's how they fill up before and after their runs. "I'm using that pump." She then rolled up her window and swerved her car to try and drive around me to get into the petrol station and towards the pump. She did this without indicating at all, and she was promptly hit by another of our vans that was also coming to fuel up. I made sure that she and the driver were okay, and when they both agreed they were fine, I headed inside, called my manager, and left the rest to her. I don't know what the result was of the accident, but the damage wasn't too bad from what I saw. "Well, listen, Karen, take that," said it better than I ever could. "Just have a little patience. Come on, it's not that hard." For those of you that don't know, there's a big fuel shortage in the UK right now, and no one really can get fuel for their cars. But I tell you what won't help. People like this, jumping queues, trying to get ahead, causing crashes. Nah. And now moving on to our third story, guys. And to be honest, this Karen is actually a little bit more calm, relaxed, chilled out, more normal than the first two Karens in this episode. I'm lying. She's not. American Red Cross Karen calls me selfish for getting tattoos instead of donating blood. Here we go. "Hey, guys. This happened earlier today. I'm a 26-year-old woman in New York, and I'm a bit of a tattoo addict. I've got a total of 6 so far, with my next appointment being next month. Earlier today, while I was getting ready for work, my phone rang. Not really paying attention to caller ID, I picked up. "Hello? Good morning. Is this Miss OP?" "Yes, it is." "Great. Well, my name is Karen, and I'm calling from the American Red Cross. Did you know there's a blood shortage right now? With your next donation, you could potentially save dozens of lives. Can I schedule your next donation now?" "Ah, sorry, Karen, but I can't donate right now. I just got a tattoo about 2 months ago, and I've got another tattoo coming up real soon. I would love to donate, but I'm going to be unable for the next few months at least." "Oh, well, then perhaps you wouldn't mind rescheduling that next tattoo so you can donate at your 3-month mark." No, thank you, Karen. My artist is months behind in her clients, and I actually got really lucky with getting an appointment so soon. I'm so sorry, but I can't donate right now." "What? You're really going to choose tattoos over saving someone's life? Really? Wow, how selfish can you be?" And with that, she hung up. Okay, first of all, lady, you can't force anyone to donate blood. That's obvious. Second of all, and I might be wrong here, but the fact that this person has your number in the first place and has called it a 3-month checkup means that I'm pretty sure OP has given blood before, right? So she's already done something selfless, given her blood once, but no, apparently she's now too selfish to give again? Like, surely if you are this Karen, you would then target other people who have never donated in the first place and not call someone selfish who's already donated in the past and just doesn't want to this time? That makes no sense to me. And now for our fourth and final story of today's episode. Sister copied my 5th grade book reports. Evil Mama Bear lets her get away with it. This happened when I was 13 and in middle school. My sister was 10 and in the 5th grade at the time. 3 years earlier, when I was in the 5th grade, I did a book report on a light novel I don't really remember, and I got a B+ on that report. My dad had a habit of filing all the return school assignments of myself and my sister, and he catalogued them by day, month, year, and topic. I thought his doing so was a bit overzealous, but I didn't really dwell on it. Yeah, kind of agree. What a weird thing to do. Fast forward 3 years, and one day I noticed my sister came home from school whining about having to do a boring book report. I told her I did a few of them for school in her grade, and they're really not so hard. Just pick a book, read it, and then write about it. Then I brought up the name of the book I'd done a report on at that time, and said it might be a good choice for her, as it was an easy novel to read, with big fonts printed on the pages. She had 2 weeks to do the book report, but I never once saw her reading any book at all during that time. And I repeatedly reminded her. She just brushed me off and said, "I got this." Then, one day, my sister comes home, all proud of herself, that she got a B on her book report, which was odd to me, since she really didn't read anything as far as I'd known. Plus, she didn't really care to apply herself. I knew she had the smarts, just not the drive. So, out of curiosity, I picked up the report and started to read it. And to my shock, it was just like one I'd written 3 years earlier. She didn't even change the title. I was furious, and I called her out for copying my work. She just ran into Mum's arms, crying. "She copied my old book report. She doesn't deserve this grade." "No, she didn't," said my mum. "You're mistaken. My little princess wrote this all by herself. She earned that B." "Fine then, I'll just talk to Dad when he gets home and we'll see who's right." "Don't you talk back to me, young man. Go to your room."
"With pleasure."
This was before I got my Nokia cell phone. So, as I was walking to my room, I sneakily grabbed the cordless phone from its charger and called my dad from upstairs. He was upset and agreed to look at his records when he got home. Surprise, surprise, when he opened up the file cabinet that had my elementary schoolwork in it, it looked like it had been rifled through. We found the original book report pretty easily. It had been sloppily shoved back into the file and was crudely folded in half. We read the title and, sure enough, it was the same. We came out of the office and my dad asked to see my sister's book report. Mum stood her ground and said that her little princess didn't do anything, but Dad was adamant. Mum tried to double down, but Dad told her if she was so confident that my sister didn't copy my work, then to let him read it. So Mum finally handed him the book report without even looking at him, and Dad proceeded to compare the two. He got no further than reading the titles of both before my sister started bawling and confessing to what she'd done. Mum came flying to her aid to hug and kiss her, then chastise us for making her cry. Dad said she ripped off my schoolwork, and if the school found out, she'd have her grade revoked and would likely be punished, which made my sister cry harder. My sister tearfully confessed that a few days earlier, she had gone into Dad's office and looked through my old school work files and found the book report. Then she just handwrote her own version of it that was almost identical and put the original back in the cabinet. After confessing, she then ran to Dad's leg and latched onto him while crying her eyes out and saying she'd never do it again. Sorry, let me just remember, how old is this person? Okay, so she's 10 years old and she's acting like she's 2. I guess my sister's tears made Dad sympathetic because he said that he wouldn't tell the school she cheated, but that she was still grounded for doing it, and he expected better from her from then on. Now, I was mad, but my dad told me there was no use, since my sister had already gotten graded on the reports and no one noticed. This just made Mum give me an evil smirk, like she was saying, "Ha, I win," because she never enforced my sister's groundings while Dad wasn't home. Then Dad took me upstairs and assured me from now on he'd make sure this didn't happen again by keeping better control of his files. My sister didn't get off completely scot-free though. That Sunday, Dad took me out for ice cream and a trip to the mall, but not her. She was screaming, begging to come with us, but Dad told her she didn't deserve it for copying my book reports. So in essence, it was my grade and not hers. I'd be getting that ice cream. That made Mum say that she'd go out and buy her a tub of whatever ice cream she wanted. But she just cried. It wasn't the same, and then ran to her room to scream and pout. That was the best ice cream I'd gotten all year. The following week, my dad got some brand new file cabinets with better locks on them. so nobody could get into them anymore but him. And for those who may be wondering why the teacher didn't notice the book report was the same, well, my old teacher I had back in 5th grade had moved on to another school by the time I was in 6th grade. And since it was elementary, it wouldn't surprise me if copied book reports slipped through the cracks on many occasions. There are a lot of students to keep track of, after all. Interesting story there. I wouldn't personally rat out your sister to the school, but I would definitely enforce her being grounded. I mean, to do that is not great, is it? And it's probably best that she cuts that out earlier on in life than later. So in that respect, the mother here, bit of a weird one. I wouldn't personally have that reaction. But to be fair, your dad's also a bit of a strange bloke. Sorry, why has he got this weird filing cabinet with all your old school reports to the date? That's a bit dodgy. And also, it's not really that deep, is it? I mean, everyone copies all the time, and she's 10. Who really cares? Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this one. Really hope you enjoyed those four stories. If you did, please do drop a like and comment down below. Trying to up the quality of the stories in general. So if you've noticed a little change, then appreciate it. Yeah, I really do. And yeah, let me know if it's working. If you do want to see more from me right away, check out this playlist of all my Entitled Parents videos. And if you are new to the channel, subscribe here, turn notifications on, so you never miss one of my daily videos.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.